But they still, even though they were in tremendous pain, but they came to the Beis HaMikdash to be Mesameach, which shows you it's a whole different idea of Simcha. It's a very important concept. It means, because the pagan religions, they come to make a feast, because what they're doing is, the feast is for their gods that gave them a good life. Aquarius Row is just the opposite. It has nothing to do with what God gave us or didn't give us. I mean, that's God's judgment. So even though they were bizarre and they were under the dominion of the Romans, the Greeks, during that period, but nevertheless, they came to the Mikdash, and it was Yontif, they were Mesameach. Because the Simcha is based upon the reality of God's existence and the Chachma Satorah and the whole Chachma of the system. So it has nothing to do with how your year was. It's a different kind of a Simcha. And only Klal Yisrael has that Simcha. That's a different Simcha Lefnei Hashem. Of course, it's a different God, a different Torah, a different Simcha. It's a whole different experience. So that was the concept of that's expressed in the which Yom is it? So even though they were in pain, but nevertheless they came to the Mikdash and they enjoyed the Simcha of the Torah, of the Mitzvahs, of the Chochmas Torah, of the Mikdash. It didn't interfere with them. Their personal life, the pain they experienced in their personal life, didn't take them away from the ability to be Mesameach. Okay, so that's an important concept. Yeah, so that was the third day. Then the fourth day was what? But they reversed it. Okay, but the fourth day was Binu Borim Ba'om. What Binu Borim Ba'om means that a person should do mitzvahs not because of social approval, but only because he knows that this is right, as Ram say, because it's emes, and he also emes because it's emes. And tzedakah is something which is a private thing. If you owe somebody money, so you have to pay him back because he has a look. You can't face him. So there you can't say that you're doing it because of the reality of mishpat. But in tzedakah, no one knows. So you didn't give him tzedakah and get away with it. So binu borim ba'am means that you think that God, if it's just, so how could you not do it? Because there's no social pressure. But the fact is, God knows. I know to Ozan Ova Yishma. So that was the Shira of four. And the fifth was Divrei Tanchumen. The fifth was Divrei Tanchumen that the Chag gives you the person the schus of Geshem. The Chag Nidun Olamayim, because of the Chag they have the schus of Geshem, so they should realize that they're in a superior position because they're members of Klal Yisrael. They have additional benefits. In other words, every person has a certain rights, and God judges every individual. But if you weren't a member of Klal Yisrael, so then your rights would be based on your personal evaluation. But since you're a member of Klal Yisrael, so you have a superior claim, because you're Am Hashem, and Am Hashem has to exist in a certain manner in order to reflect for the whole world the idea of perfection. So therefore, v'nasati gishmechem be'itom really is not because you deserve it. It could be you deserve it. But there's an additional reason why Klal Yisrael has Ashgacha insofar as their needs are concerned. And that is because their Am Hashem, and Am Hashem has to live a certain way. Whatever you just ask me and I'll give it to you. So it means to say, so that's a separate schus. So that was Divrei Tanchumen to the Am, that they should realize, make them feel good, that their request for Geshem is not based just on what they were, on their own worthiness, but is based on the fact that they're part of the Klal Yisrael. So that was the fifth day. And the sixth day was what? Sixth day was the concept of tzedakah. That tzedakah is based upon tzedek, that there's two types of justice and injustice. One is between individuals, that's mishpat, when you have a dispute. And the other kind of justice is that there's always an existing social injustice. And the person who's a member of that society has an obligation to correct the social injustice. And that's the ani. Because the ani is not, you don't determine an ani by how many hours they work, you determine an ani situation. So why do I have to help him? He's lazy. The answer is, if he's an ani, there's something wrong with him. It's not normal. So he's suffering because he's a member of society. You're a member of that society. You have a responsibility. It's an injustice. You have to correct the injustice. That's why tzedakah comes from the word tzedek. Okay? Tzedek means justice. So there's injustice in terms of individuals, one individual oppressing another individual. That then you go to din, and that's mishpat. But then there's an existing social injustice that you have a responsibility to correct, and that's expressed in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Okay, so basically, when you think about it, that's the whole list, right? But when you think about it, there's one question. The question is, why is that shear? What's that have to do with shear? It sounds like musa. The whole thing is musa. Where is the shear? Where is the shear element? Shear, you'd think it's shear shvacha, hallel v'zimra. Okay, the last hallelukah, the hallelukah's a shear shvacha. Where is the shear over here? I mean, this doesn't seem like shear. It seems like musa. And Sefer Tehillim is shear. It's an amazing thing. And Sefer Tehillim is shear. So where is the shear? It's not shear. You're telling... Now, what are you doing in the Beis HaMikdash? Get out of here. You have no business being here. You're a Rasha. You're fooling yourself. So what does that got to do with Shir? Shir is supposed to be, how does the world translate? Hymns. Hymns to the Almighty. It doesn't sound like hymns. Musa? It's a totally different thing. It's a contradiction. I mean, what kind of a thing is this? Okay? You know, the question is pretty obvious. There's another question. There's another question that you have here, really in the tefillos every day. Have you got an otah tefillos over there? Otah tefillos alav. Right. Like, for instance, in Tachna, okay? So you say it every day in Tachna. All the apokosim jumped onto this thing. I thought it was a tremendous kasher. It's tremendous kasher. So how can we have it in Tachna? Yeah, it says, Shiva ad Hashem in Tachmin, Racham HaKhatas L'Fanecho, okay, so then you go on, and you say, V'nafshi Nivela Ma'od, V'ato ad Hashem ad Masoi, Shiva ad Hashem Chalza Nafshi, Yoshein L'man Chazdecho, Ki Ein Ba'moves Zichrecho, Bish'ol Miyodalach. He doesn't believe in in Hashar HaSanefesh, okay? Yeah, but it's really, you have it in many places. For instance, you have it in, David Melch says that in many places. He says that you have it before Baruch Shomar, so what do you say? You say, Mizmah Shechon HaKasabayas David, right? You say, Mabetza Bedomi Beridati El Shachas. Okay? What value is there if I go into the grave? Hayotcha Ofar? Will Ofar praise you? Hayagir amitecha? Okay? So, again, he seems to be saying that, that after a person dies, there's nothing. And, many psukim like that. Lo amesim ya'aluka. Right? So what does it mean? I mean, you say it every day. What does it mean? It sounds like fear. It sounds like fear. We that's what we believe, that, after a person passes away, there's nothing remains. He's just offer. I mean, what are these statements? You say it every day. You say it's incorporated in the Tachana. Tachana is a tefillah which is closest from an emotional standpoint, is closest to a person's inner self. Okay, to the inner self. The Tachana is really the tefillah where the person pours out his heart insofar as his inner existence and experiences are concerned. I mean, It's not like formal, the tefillah of the Shemon Esrei is formal requests, but the tachanun is really, is the most serious kind of, from an emotional standpoint, the most serious kind of tefillah. I mean, that's why he sits on the ground, and it's a very emotional kind of a tefillah. It's for afterwards. It's not omed lifnei hamelech. Like in Shmon Esrei, you don't have a right to do that. You have to place your personal requests and work it out theoretically, formulate it properly. It's a different thing. A tachanun is more where the person simply has a right to complain, I mean, about his own personal existence. It's a different kind of, it's more like in the realm of complaining than being mispalel. It's a different kind of thing. A person has a right to do that tachanun after tefillah. Different kind of thing. But over there you're saying that it's that there's nothing afterwards. I mean, how could a person say something? What does it mean? So I think the answer to both questions, the answer to both questions is really in an understanding of what shir is. See, what is shir? What is shir? So shir, really, the model for all shir is taken from the Torah. Oz Yashir is the first shir. That's really the first formulation of shir. And all tilim follows from that, really. And that's why you say Oz Yashir after you finish the halukas, you say Oz Yashir, because that's really the source of it. That's the first shir. Oz Yashir, the shir of those. So what is the concept of shir? See, I think that in the concept of shir, first thing I would say is let's go back to the shir shel yom in the Mikdash. So there is one way, I mean, of approaching it a little closer, which is that what are you really saying? Why is it shir? Because it's really midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For instance, say, "V'lo rosh amalekim amalach al asapa chukai." So that's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that you meant, "Binu borim ba'om, anota ozam alo yishma," midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. "Kol Hashem al amoyim," is midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every one of those things, you see, while it's divrei musar, it goes hand in hand. It's divrei musar, but it's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, it's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean? Tell me the lesson. The last one is simply what I call it is. But all, it's also midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yimot kol mos de'aretz. It means the whole side to be destroyed. That's everything is ultimately is midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you see that shir is tied to midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shir is tied to midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it called shir? I mean, what is it? On the one hand, it's midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, it's divrei musar. It's human perfection. You see, so what is it? It's like, seems like two different subjects, you see. But the truth of the matter is that what it means is that human perfection can only take place through the knowledge of midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. In other words, what is the greatest musar? The greatest musar is Yedias Hashem. That's it. You know who I think says that have you got a Sforno? Yeah, Sforno says like this. The Sforno in the end of Tazria. Okay, he says like this. It's which pasuk is it on? I gotta find the beginning of it. It's on pasuk Mem Zion. It's on Pasuk Mem Zayin in the end, in Perek Yud Gimel. Am I right? Right. Now he says like this. He says, "V'zeh omnom zeh ki omnom aminu anushi hu atachos hamachuvim b'mitzius." Okay. "Ki ulevad amuchan mikulam lios doma leborei b'moskolos." He says the whole objective of the creation is fulfilled in man because he's the only one that could be like his creator. B'muskolos u'b'masios kasher heyid hu yizbarach b'amra b'tzalmenu kidmusenu v'yitzdak zeh b'chol echad me'ishe ha'odom b'sichlo ha'ishi. And this can come about through in man through his this comes about man through his seichel ha'nikwa tzelem alokim u'v'kocho ha'bechiroyi, and his ability to choose and to choose rationally insofar as his personal life is concerned ha'nikwa d'mus elokim. He says, "Ki yo'odam levado b'nevram u'bal b'chira." V'cha'asher yis'orel is bonein mitzius boro, v'godlo v'tuvo asher boro hu rav chesed v'emes u'vahem osetz doko mishpat. And when he analyzes and contemplates and understands and ponders the existence of God, so then he says, "V'achshes boni v'hikir zeh." After his bonnet, he understands what? He understands Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Godlo V'tuvo, Rav Chesed V'emes, Osetz Doko Mishpat. And once he understands that, and he arrives at that conclusion that his Creator has these midos, he says, V'hikirze, Yelech B'drochov Lasos Ritzono Kirtzono. Hine Zebuli Sufik Doma Laboro, Yosem Mikol Shor Nevron. So there's no doubt that man on a perfected... on a perfected level, is more like the Creator than any other existence, because he's rooted in Seichel and his life is organized according to Seichel and understanding. Okay, and that's where he says. Also, that's why he says that he talks about Hashgacha. And he says, that's the one where he talks about Hashgacha, where he says, like the Rambam. He says that a person does not exist in that manner, where he's a makir es baro, and where he has a metaphysical knowledge, he says, then he's just like kishar mine balechayim, ashelo tipal Hashgacha elokis b'ishehem, avo b'mineim bovad. Then only the species is under Hashgacha. Okay, but not as a species, but not as individual. He says, "V'kasha b'char b'uma Yisraelis k'mamar b'chol b'char Hashem liyasalo la'am segula v'zem neishe tikva samachu v'meiz baruch hi yoseh re'uyo matzuyo b'ishi zos ha'uma." So he says that God's will is more fulfilled in this nation than in other nations. He says, "Gamna mitzias abori v'ardusa nora b'ktsasam." He says some of them understand Achdus Hashem, umakubo b'kula me'avos, and they all accept it. Ka'amra nora b'Yehuda elokim. Kosav lo rosa matorah. So that's why God taught them the Torah. Vuachelik ha'iyuni v'amitzvos. Vuachelik ha'masi. Okay, and then he says like this. He says that. And then he goes to the Hashgacha on the Umma as a whole, and then he says that just this is one of them. This is the Gersa that took it out. There's one Gersa that took it out. It's not here. Yeah, but the real Gersa in the story. You have the from the where he says. Yeah, that's what he says. So he says like this. He says the Kasha Yikras Elodim Bishgogo Shiyotze Meito, and when a person veers off the course. So to speak, in other words, it could be he was a tzaddik, but then he veers off the course, and then God brings onshim on him. So then he will receive an onish either in his property, his money, or physically. In order to awaken him from his error. Omnom, he says, vayigal oznam lamusa. So that's the Ashgacha. The Ashgacha will bring an onish on such a person to wake him up from his chait. He says, Omnam, he says, Hanir Domim. Those are the ones that are really in a deep sleep. Asher lo hisoru klal ladas davim mizeh. They don't know anything about metaphysics or anything. V'hein kol b'nei anecho v'rov all the world, v'rov ha'uma Yisraelis. He says, and most of the Jewish people. Zulasi yechidei sgula. Except for a very few, Hambali Sufek Tachas Hanhogas Hateva Vagormium Hashomimium. So then he says, yes, Hanechbadim, that they're under the natural law, but there's no Ashgacha. They're like the Ram and the Ramban. Hanechbadim Eosim Bnei Adam Kishormini Balechayim Ashelotipo Ashgacha Alokis Bishyehem. There is no Ashgacha on them personally. Avo Biminehem Bovad. Only in the species, as a group. So that's what he's saying. He's explaining that Klal Yisrael has a special Hashgacha. That's what I mentioned before. They have a special Hashgacha. Why? Because they all accept the facts. But in Klal Yisrael, the only ones that are under Hashgacha are the ones that really have the knowledge, like he says before. But what is that knowledge? He says what perfects the individual is the knowledge of his Creator. Okay, the knowledge of his Creator. Meaning studying and understanding Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person understands Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and he understands what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means, the ultimate reality, then he sees what reality is, he naturally falls in line with that reality. That's the biggest muscle. So you see, so the Shir Shel Yom is really Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Musar is Musar, but the Musar is describing Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And once he understands Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then he's Chosim B'Tshuva. But the element of Shir still needs a little explanation. The other question I ask, what do you mean, Mabetza B'dom Ritiel Shachas Sayot Chof Ayagin Ritecha? What does that mean? What I want to say is like this, that Shir, what is Shir? Shir is really the triumph of the individual, you see, is the triumph of the individual, the Nefesh HaRuchni, over the Nefesh HaBahami. Which means to say like this, that when the side of the person that is the Nefesh HaRuchni realizes and understands Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a triumph over the Nefesh HaBahami. And that triumph causes him to express Shira. That causes him to burst forth with Shira, Shira LaKadosh Baruch Hu. See? And really you say it in Baruch Shema. They say, V'shiri David Avdecho, Na'alelcho Hashem Elokeinu, B'shvachos V'zmiros, N'gadelcho, N'shabeichacho, and our girsa is V'namlichacho Malkeinu. It doesn't mean Namlichacho, it means Yimamlicha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Means that once the person recognizes and understands, so it's a triumph of the soul over the emotions. Triumph of the Nefesh HaRuchni over the Nefesh HaBahami. The person expresses himself in Shira. You see? And that's really Oz Yashem Moshe, Esar Shizal Hashem. Because they were going to be destroyed by the Egyptians, and they were under the tremendous fear, but then they saw, the Gvuras Hashem, and there was a conflict, and the end of the conflict was that they expressed themselves in Shira. Oz Yashem Moshe, Esar Shizal Hashem, ki go, go. What is the Shira from? Because first they thought that they're going to be destroyed. But then there was a triumph of the recognition of God. When a person goes through the difficulties that the Nefesh HaBahami puts him through, and then if he emerges from that and sees the truth which the Nefesh HaRuchni portrays, then he expresses himself in Shira. That's Shira. B'shvachos v'zmiros negadelcho v'shabeicho v'foracho v'naski shimcho v'namlichacho malkeinu olakeinu. So that's mamlecha Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Shir really, that's what Shir really is. So that's why David HaMelech always says, lo ha'meisim ya'aluka v'shom yodoloch. What it means is all those things mean that after a person's dead, so then there's no more struggle. There's no more struggle. So there can't be, there cannot be the Shir that we have, because they ask Akasha, they say, what do you mean after death? I'm not satisfied with his answer. Right? So Tfilis asked the question. He asked the question on the Mizmer Shir. You'll take a look. Mizmer Shir, Chonegas Ba'ez Lovet. He asked the question. His answer is very unsatisfying. But because he says, Chazal say that that a person is always Meshabech, even Lachamisa Meshabech Kodesh, Malach Lama Meshabech Kodesh Baruch Hu. Say, right? Nekesh Yomar Chem Shir 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 Shir. So you say kedusha, kishen shemagdishim asoshim, the shiva samalochim. What does it mean? That's a different kind of shiva. The shiva that a malach says is a different kind of shiva. That's a shiva of that stems from an understanding of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mahus, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, insofar as is possible. But the shiva that a person says in this life is a different kind of a shiva. It's a Shia that emanates from a triumph from being triumphant due to the struggle, you see. Then the person says Shia. What does Pasuk say? Pasuk says, the end is there. Vanivani lechascho v'tachti yogel libi b'shiosecho ashiru l'Hashem ki gomol loy. Ashiru l'Hashem b'chayor azam l'kei ba'odi. That's only, there's a Shir that can only take place in this existence. That Shir is not Lachamisa. That Shir is only because of human nature and because of the struggle, there's a Shir that emerges from being triumphant in terms of the soul's triumph over the Nefesh HaBahami. That's a unique Shir. That's why Don Wal Mesim HaLukah is talking about that Shir. He says, He meant to say, if I don't emerge from this struggle, then it's going to be too late, Lachamisa. Lachamisa, there can't be such a shear. That shear is only possible when a, for a human being when he's alive. So the shear in the Mikdash, that was the shear in the Mikdash. The shear in the Mikdash, it's a different idea. We have a different idea of shear. As I said, God doesn't need our praises. Whatever we say is nonsense. You need a matter to praise God. But the shir is an expression of the triumph of the soul over the nefesh abahamim, and that's why it's divrei musar and midas hakadosh baruch hu. Because the divrei musar and the understanding of midas hakadosh baruch hu is what brings the person to the state of reflection where he understands and he sees through the fallacies of the nefesh abahami in the false world, and then he sees the real world and he emerges with shira. You see, that's the shir. That's what v'shiri David Avdecha. That's what shir David Avdecha means. Tehillim, but tehillim is ideas and tehillim is musar, as you see. I mean, so why is it a shir? The answer is, from studying Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understanding our shortcomings and understanding the falsehood, a lot of it is breakdown of the falsehood of the Nefesh HaBahamei, but that brings about the true shear for a human being. Then that shear is only in this world. That shear you can't have in the next world. Next world is a different Tzadikim, Yosher, Matrasim, Rajam, and then Mizrach Hashkim, that's a different thing. But then the struggle's over. Struggle's over, you can't have that kind of a shear. Oz Yashir is not an olam ames. Olam haba, yes, that's different, but not an olam ames. Olam ames, you can't have shira. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very good. It says you're in Yalucha. Achizdecha, Oser Sanecha. It's all right. Yodu Rivachu Yishab Kafar V'Yomer Yarisha Agdish Yamlich Lashim Chamalkeno. So mamlech means, what does it mean, you mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It means that before you weren't. It means before there was a struggle. You had problems. But in the end, when he sees the truth, then he expresses shira and he's mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the shira. That's the shira David Avdecha. That's my betzah begon on Rizal Shachas, Hayotcha Ofa Yagen Amitecha. That approach. That's what he's saying in Tachna. That the Shalom Chazar game by Mavis Zichrecho b'shol miyodeloch. It means Zichrecho over there means doesn't mean that there's no knowledge of God. It's a different kind of knowledge. Game by Mavis Zichrecho b'shol miyodeloch. There's no sheref ador. There's no knowledge of God in that sense. In the sense of knowledge which illuminates a person's life in terms of the struggle. That is only here. That's law mason haluka. Okay. It's where the emotions fall in line with the ideas. That's a difference. The emotions join in the true knowledge. That's what shir is. And you need emotions for that. You need emotions. That's correct. That's where the emotions join. That's the opposite of the lev or even the orlas halev. That's the opposite of orlas halev. So for that you need emotions. For that, you need emotions. Without emotions, you don't have shir. Shir is emotions. It's the emotions falling in line with the ideas. Yeah. Somebody asked me if shir is spontaneous. It's spontaneous. If shir is spontaneous. Yes, shir is spontaneous, but it's spontaneous after the struggle, after you overcome the struggle. Okay, just to sum up, yafashveish is really psychological knowledge because it's with the person analysis of how the person's straight, and yamashmesh is philosophical knowledge, weighing objectively the good and the bad. Okay.